I'd rather look this over and try to figure out the number of new roads that we've taken in, the amount of material, the closeness, availability of that.
Give you an idea, we're going to be purchasing about 10,000 ton of the 3/8 material, so you can take that dollar amount times that cost, and that kind of gives you an idea. That's going to be the biggest bulk. Estimated quantities on some of the other materials are going to be less than that, depending on what comes up this fall. Now, keep in mind, we got some a bridge project close to Roark Quarry down there, right, you know, kind of in behind it. But the bulk of our chip seal is always pretty much county-wide. So, in all the quarries on the west end of the county, it's the closest one to get to a lot of times going to be right there on Buchanan or 248 rather than going to Apex Quarry on that, Roark.
So, okay, I would like for you to bring me a summary of just exactly what you've talked about, the amount and quantity used in those different locations. That will make a difference in where I consider awarding the bid.
Okay. Do we pick it up, or do we have, normally we pick it up the majority of the time?
A lot of the material we pick up, every once in a while, if we get busy, we'll have quarries deliver a certain amount to the shop. If we get a little bit
especially
behind, most of it's picked up material. So basically that first column is going to be the 90%.
Right. The reason I ask is just when you factor in the delivery prices, it evens out the pricing quite a bit. So. There's some differences.
Do you have any problem with him bringing us tonnage on board projects? I mean, we've got two or three great big projects going in it, and they're going to be using the majority of the material. If there's the location of one of these sites is closer to that, those dollars mount up quickly. So that's what I would like for Randy to do. And then we can consider this.
I'd like to remind the commission, I know you all know this, statutes allow for you all to award to multiple vendors. You don't have to. What dictates that decision is whatever in the best interest of the county. So a particular vendor, and vendors who are here aren't probably happy to hear me say this as a reminder, though, that you can award A and B, C versus primary, secondary, and tertiary. That's a little bit dicey for vendors, obviously, but you could designate that location that we award to vendor A, and this location we could award to vendor B. I mean, statutes allow you to do that as long as that's what's saving the county money and it's in the best interest.
And that's our interest. That's every one of our interests.
The problem is the next year we don't get as good of bids because, well, they're just going to award it to everybody anyway, so how competitive are we really going to
be? Well, it's in there.
And we've dealt with
it's
that.
In every bid I put out. It's
that,
in there. The commission has the authority to award
but the
multiple vendors.
The history's been that we haven't done that, and that happened to us, I think, with a couple vehicles, did it not, whenever?
We've done it a few times.
Randy didn't.
It works both ways.
It works both ways. So.
So we've seen it in this particular bid also.
I steer away from it because, you know, I want vendor participation.
To move on, I'm going to make a motion that we table this until Randy can bring us a tonnage on different jobs and locations closest to the vendors.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. The next bid we have, I'm sorry, I'll wait for Mr. Schofield to announce that for me.
Bid recommendations for asphalt materials and concrete.
Yes, thank you. This is in response to bid number 201603-335 for asphalt materials and concrete. Also requested by Cane County Road and Bridge Interim Coordinator Randy Hayes. We released this bid on March the 19th, the same time as the aggregate. It closed at the same time, and we received responses from seven different vendors to this particular bid. He is handing out the spreadsheets expertly created by office manager Kathy Roberts for him to take over at this point in time and explain his recommendation there.
Thank you.
this particular bid involves our road oils, our asphalt bituminous mixes, and also concrete products. And I recommend awarding this to by groups, 6.1 through 6.6. And the first group being our chip seal asphalt oils, and I'm recommending Coastal Energy as a primary and APAC Central as secondary. On
do you want to do those singly? Do you want to make that motion?
Well, it's all one bid number though.
Okay. On group 6.2, Coastal Energy, this is on the emulsified oils, and recommending Coastal Energy. We didn't receive any other bids on that particular item. On group 6.3, this is our bituminous mix laid in place at various locations in the county, and we want to recommend Table Rock Asphalt as primary, APAC Central as secondary, and Leo Jernigan Construction Company as tertiary. There was another bid also put in on that, but that particular plant and everything is in close to Republic or west of Springfield, so quite a distance away. On the group 6.4, this is the bituminous mix loaded on county trucks at Bitters Plant. And I'm recommending Table Rock Asphalt as primary, APAC Central as secondary, and Leo Jernigan as tertiary. On 6.5, this is the cold mix delivered to county facilities. This is a product we use occasionally for hand patching and different things. It's not the material that's run through a plant that's 300 degrees and you have to use within a certain period of time. This we can store for a week on the yard and use in different times. So this I'm recommending Table Rock Asphalt as primary and Blevins Asphalt as secondary, because that's the only two bids we received on that. On the concrete, quite a difference in cost here.
Wait a second, Randy.
We're down to.
Where do you see on the last one?
We didn't mark the, she didn't color code the last one, but you okay. See a price in there.
Gotcha.
That was the only other vendor that had a cost on
okay.
At the end.
I'm fine with it. I see it now. And
okay.
I didn't see it before, so I thought
right.
There was no other bidder.
Right.
Okay.
On group 6.6, this is a concrete furnished and delivered to various locations. The one thing to keep in mind on this concrete bid is certain jobs, you have to test it and different things to meet a spec before you actually pour. In a sense, if we're doing a bridge project and requiring it. So, but there's quite a bit of difference in cost here between the primary and the secondary, and we've seen these costs consistently last year with Conco and Table Rock pretty much. The primary bid is a quite a bit cheaper bid, and we can use that, and that's the only reason I'm awarding it. But now if we get into a pour and it won't meet spec or they reject it, then we have to go to another vendor. But and that's one thing we want to keep in mind. But based on costs, I'm going to recommend American RC and LLC as primary, Concrete Company of the Ozarks as secondary, and Table Rock Asphalt as tertiary.
This is there a mileage on that kind of
This and the Layden Place, that's that price plus mileage from their plant to the job. We're in Taney County, and this does not include the mileage. You'll have a mileage sheet produced with their bid that, depending on where we're going to pour it, they'll give us that mileage and cost at that time. That's why we've done it in previous bids that way. That's we do the laid in place bituminous mix that way because we never know from year to year or throughout the year what job we may do. So it's from their plant to the job that mileage. So.
And we have received consistent, excellent laid in place that coat mix that we get that you're talking about. It's the best that I've seen since I've been here.
Actually, the cold mix that Tabrock's been making here the last few years has been, they sell it to a lot of surrounding counties and several counties around, so it's a pretty good product. We've used it throughout the winter. They make a winter blend also.
I'm going to make a motion to accept Randy Hayes, Road and Bridge Administrator's recommendation on the bids with the numbers of 6.1. That we need to give the whole number on that bid form at the top through 6.63. Is that the way you want that motion to go?
6.63.
Down at the bottom.
Oh, you're using
their numbers, not the track numbers.
Let's go off this one right here.
That'll be fine. 6.1 through 6.6.
Do you care if I read those just to clarify your motion before I second it?
That's fine.
Group 6.1, Road Oils, Coastal Energy is primary, and APAC Central is secondary. Group 6.2, Coastal Energy is primary. Group 6.3, Track is primary, APAC Central is secondary, and Leo Jernigan Construction is tertiary. 6.4, Track is primary, APAC Central is secondary, and Leo Jernigan Construction is tertiary. 6.5, Track is primary, and Blevins Asphalt is secondary. And 6.6, American R&C LLC is primary, Concrete Company of the Ozarks is secondary, and Track is tertiary. Is that your motion?
That's the motion.
Second?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for Round Mountain Road Bridge Project.
Yes, sir. Thank you. This is in response to bid number 201603-332, Round Mountain Road Bid Project. This is actually a request for qualifications that was requested to me by Mr. Hayes in the Road Bridge Department for a engineering service to oversee or to submit specifications to assist the Taney County Road Bridge Department with a road